Over the weekend, I went to see former Governor William Milliken to ask him what he thinks about our state's future in the incoming Snyder administration. To my surprise, something else was on his mind, namely, an injustice that could be fixed right now. It's something he hopes Governor Jennifer Granholm will do something about before she leaves office on New Year's Day. There are dozens of women in Michigan prisons Milliken is convinced are unjustly there and who should be released. The governor has the power to pardon them or have their sentences commuted. These are some very sad situations, he told me. He's looked at dozens of files. In almost every case, these are women who are either wrongly convicted, the victims of bad lawyers and/or callous judges, or battered women who attacked their tormentors. In a few cases, they may have deserved to serve some time, but received punishment out of all proportion to their crimes, and are now no danger to anyone. Milliken then referred me to the real expert in this area, Carol Jacobson. She's a professor of art at the University of Michigan, but is also director of the Michigan Women's Justice and Clemency Project, and she's on a mission to get the governor to do the right thing and release dozens of women whose cases her team have thoroughly investigated. Jacobson doesn't see herself as a bleeding-heart liberal. She's aware that there are women in Michigan prisons who are a threat to society and deserve to be there. But there are dozens of women who she's interviewed and investigated and whom she believes deserve freedom. There's a vast degree of injustice in our prison system, she told me. Jacobson said that she'd attended more than a dozen parole hearings in recent years and found them racist, sexist exercises and public flogging. She said she found the parole board's ignorance about domestic violence, incest, and the relationship of abuse to women's lawbreaking astonishing. So she and former Governor Milliken keep lobbying the current governor to act. They've been doing this for years and have had a tiny bit of success. Clemency for 4 women sentenced to life, paroles for a dozen or so more. But these are a drop in the ocean, she said, and as she sees it, the problem seems to be getting, if anything, worse. Jacobson's complained to the governor and the corrections department that there's a culture of cruelty and a rash of suicide attempts in Huron Valley Women's Prison. She's begging Patricia Caruso, who heads Michigan's Department of Corrections, to investigate this and stop it. But right now, the governor has a golden opportunity to painlessly do the right thing. Jennifer Granholm can leave a powerful legacy of human rights when she leaves office if she has the courage to commute the sentences of battered women prisoners, Jacobson says. She notes that Kentucky Governor Ernie Fletcher commuted the sentences of 21 battered women when he left office 3 years ago. She thinks that if a Southern Republican can do the right thing, a Michigan Democrat should be able to as well.